Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about structured products and how they work and how they perform. So I first wrote about structured products in 2012 because I was looking for a way to invest my severance and also protect myself from downside risk because I had just left my day job of 11 years. So when you have no steady income after you've been used to steady income for 13 years, it's a little nerve-wracking to put your money at risk to try to make a greater return. That said, it was 2012, so I felt, you know what, we were out of the woods and it was probably a good time to invest some money. So I did. I invested $150,000 in a structured product and I invested several more $100,000 since 2013. And if I didn't have these structured products, I probably would not have invested in the equities market as aggressively, which means that, hey, at the end of the day, even though I had to give up some upside, I was able to make more money in the end because I put more capital to work. So what's a structured product? Well, a structured product is also known as a market-linked investment, so somewhat like a derivative. It's a pre-packaged investment strategy based on a single security, a basket of securities, options, indices, commodities, debt issuance, or foreign currencies. Those are the common market-linked security investments. For me, I pretty much keep it simple by buying structured products linked to the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the NASDAQ. And then occasionally here and there, I will buy structured products linked to a single security that I'm particularly interested in, but I'm afraid that it might correct aggressively one day and it'll lose me all this money. So I think structured products are applicable to many different types of investors. For me, I just wanted more security, downside protection. So every single structured product I had some kind of buffer or barrier. A buffer is, let's say it's a 20% buffer. That means, let's say the underlying security is down 50% once the structured product matures, you're only down 30%. You have that 20% buffer. Whereas a barrier is, think about a wall. Once you cross that barrier, you're kind of screwed. You're like gonna accept the firing squad. So let's say there's a 30% barrier. If the underlying market linked security is down, let's say less than 30%, you get the stated return. But once it breaks that barrier, you get that one for one return. So if it's down, let's say 35%, when the note matures, the structured product matures, you're also going to be down 35%. So you're probably maybe a little bit confused. I know I was, which is why in 2012 I wrote the post Understanding Structured Derivative Products as an Investment. And because structured products are often more confusing than just going long a single security or a commodity or whatever, it gets a bad rap. The mass media back in 2012 was saying, well, structured products helped accelerate the financial crisis because many investors didn't understand what they were getting themselves into. So it's really akin to the media basically blaming banks for, you know, these borrowers not understanding that their adjustable rate mortgages would reset at perhaps a higher rate, or those negative amortization loans would continue to balloon the amount of debt payment these guys own. So when things are complicated, generally people don't like it, and especially the media, because the media, they just kind of cover stuff that they understand, and when it takes a little bit more brain power, people just, it's like a witch hunt. And also further readers said back then I could just recreate these structured investments myself with options for less money, which is true, but I really didn't want to do that. I just wanted to invest the money, have some downside protection, and then forget about it and wake up 4, 5, 6 years later and hopefully have more money in my pocket. So this episode really kind of goes through several of these notes that are maturing in 2018. And I wanted to go through a couple of them to give you some examples. And it'll be really helpful if you click over to the post so you can see these charts that explain how these investments work. So the first structure note that I highlight in the post is one that is linked to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It offers a 0.5% annual interest payment. So instead of the normal 1.5%, you know, dividend payment, it's 0.5%, so it's better than nothing. And the return is based on the arithmetic average of the 24 interim index return percentages. Somewhat confusing, but that's what it is. So I like this note because it provided 100% downside protection on its expiration date. So in other words, if the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 40%, on June 7th, 2018, which is when the note expired, I would receive 100% of my principal back. So think about that, folks. Would you invest in something where there was a guarantee by the underwriting institution to give you 100% of your money back if the market's crapped out? For me, back in 2012, yes, I absolutely would. I felt like I was investing with the house's money with the severance, so I said, you know what? Let me go all in and I'll dump $150,000. So back then, I don't know if I would have been naked long the Dow Jones Industrial Index. You know, it was 2012, I didn't have a job, I didn't have steady income or as much steady income. But if I had done so, if I had invested straight up in the index, I would have returned 92% versus only 51.33%. So I underperformed drastically. However, I'm happy with the overall return of 51.33% or 7.2% a year compounding on average, because my target return at the time, based on my risk tolerance and financial situation, was about 4-5% since leaving work. Not having to worry as much about losing money felt great. Further, not having the $150,000 burning a hole in my pocket to draw down from gave me motivation to make more money. Because I know from personal experience, money makes me lazy. Having a lot of money makes me lazy, so I always want to put it to work so I don't have temptation to touch it and spend it on stupid things. I know back then, all I wanted to do after 11 years at one firm was just, I don't know, go to the beach and chill out and drink Mai Tais and eat white puri mangoes in Hawaii. So this first example was a Dow Jones Industrial Average structured note that underperformed but still provided 7.2% compounded annual returns for, let's see, 6 years. Not bad. So the second structured note I highlight in the spreadsheet provided inline performance. It was 2013 and it was tied to the S&P 500. It offered a 30% barrier where so long as the S&P 500 was down less than 30% upon maturity, I would receive a guaranteed 20% return upon maturity. So in other words, let's say the S&P 500 was down 28% on July 30th, 2018 since I first bought the note on July 30th, 2013 for whatever reason. If the S&P was down 28%, I would still get a 20% return. If the S&P 500 was down 5%, I would still get a 20% positive return. And once the S&P 500 breaks 20% on the upside, I would get that one-for-one return. So if the S&P 500 was up 50%, I would also be up 50%. So far, my total return is 60.18% since September 2013. And this mirrors the index's exact performance. Too bad I only invested $10,000 in this index, but it was a way to increase exposure to the S&P 500 with some protection. What I had to give up for the protection was not being able to collect those annual dividend payments equal to about, let's say, around 1.5% of the S&P 500. So when the second note was purchased in 2013, I still wasn't 100% sure whether leaving my job was a good idea. I was hustling, I was writing my severance negotiation book, I was talking to other investment banks, just entertaining interviews, just to see, you know what, maybe there's a better fit. So 2013 was still a time of uncertainty. I gave myself 2 years to see if I could build Financial Samurai into something, and I only had 1 year remaining. So the third example of a structured note actually did quite well and was a big time outperformer. I decided back in 2014 that the Euro Stoxx 50 index, which is kind of like the Dow Jones Industrial Average of the EU region, would outperform because it had lagged the US region so much. Once again, I recommend you take a look at the post to see this chart that talks about the hypothetical returns. But basically, this was an interesting note that I just thought was just a no-brainer at the time. So the note basically says, if the Euro Stoxx 50 index is flat to down less than 30%, I get 100% of my principal back. So I had to make an educated guess. Would the Euro Stoxx 50 index really be down more than 30% in the 4 year duration of this note? I said, probably not, but it's nice to have this protection. Also, the note says if the Euro Stoxx 50 index is up between flat to 38% upon maturity, I get a guaranteed 38% return. Now that was something really, really, really enticing to me. So in other words, if the Euro Stoxx 50 index in this 4 year period was up only 0.1%, total laggard, I would be guaranteed up 38%. If the Euro Stoxx 50 index was up only 10%, the note would pay me up 38%. And once the index got above a 38% return, I got a 1-for-1 return. So if the index was up 100%, I'd be up 100%. And I thought that was pretty good risk-reward metric right there. And then on the downside, once the index is down more than 30%, I get the 1-for-1 downside. So to get this hedge, I gave up annual dividends for 4 years as well. Remember, there's no free lunch with these structured products. And now that I review the performance of the Euro Stoxx 50 index, my hypothesis that the EU stocks would outperform the US stocks ended up being wrong. If you take a look at the chart in the post, you can see that since August 14, 2014, the Euro Stoxx index is only up 20% versus the S&P 500 up about 36% during that time period. But if you refer to my spreadsheet in the post, my third structured note is up 37.65% for a healthy 17.65% outperformance of the Euro Stoxx 50 index so far. The note is essentially pricing in a 38% return upon maturity on August 13, 2018, because unlikely that the Euro Stoxx 50 index will give up all of its gains by then. Remember, even if I'm only up 1% since I bought this note, I would still get a guaranteed 38% return. My fourth structured note example is exactly the same as the third structured note. However, it just has a longer maturity. I just bought it like a month or two later, and it's only up 34.66%, but that's still outperforming the index by 14.66%, and it's not quite there yet at 38% because it has another month or two to go where anything could happen. But as we get closer to the maturity date, it's probably going to be closer to up 38%. So hopefully these examples help give you an idea of how structured products work and how they perform in different scenarios. I really enjoyed the structured products that I've invested in so far, even though it's been a bull market and even though these structured products had hedges which gave up some upside returns. Therefore, in a bear market, I should like them even more because it's going to protect me on the downside. So before you buy any structured product, consider the following. One, you've got to understand your risk tolerance and how much you're comfortable losing. Two, you got to make an educated guess on where we are in the cycle and where we'll be upon the note's maturation. Three, you got to decide whether you need investment returns to live your life. If so, maybe these aren't that great because they might not pay any dividends. Or are you investing in these products because you just want to run up the score and you're already well off? Four, you got to understand what you are giving up and the cost of each note. There's no free lunch. To get protection, you got to give up something. Five, you've got to run all the different return scenarios provided in the prospectus. The prospectus offers these scenarios where you can make money or you're just flat or you could lose money, and you can only buy these notes until you fully understand what the heck you're going to get upon maturation. And then finally, you have to believe in the long-term viability of the institution that is issuing the notes. The institution that I was banking with was Citibank, so if they didn't go down during the financial crisis, I didn't think they would go down after the recovery since their Tier 1 capital ratio was much higher and their balance sheets were much stronger. So please make sure that the issuer has a healthy balance sheet and they're not going to go bust anytime soon, or at least not before the products, the notes, mature. Overall, the structured notes I invested in are doing their job of providing me exposure to equities while also providing downside protection. Remember, I'm not a fan of equities. Even though I worked in the equities business for 13 years, I'm just not a fan because I was just too close to it. I saw people get crushed time and time again, lose their jobs, lose their performance, lose everything. And it just doesn't do it for me. I'm more of a real estate guy. But I know in the long term, I should have exposure to equities. So that's what structured notes helps me with. While I was busy building Financial Samurai and optimizing my rental property portfolio, I did buy a fixer-upper in 2014 as well. My structured investments provided a 7.2% to 10% annual tailwind. And that's more than I could have asked for because I was just looking for 4 to 5%. Another takeaway that we can get from this review is that delaying gratification is so important. I could have easily taken that $150,000 I got as part of my severance and blown it on vacations and a, you know, Porsche 911 Turbo S for $130,000. You know, after all, it was basically free money because it was a severance and I really didn't expect to get it, or at least not that much. So why not spend it all then as a young man and just live it up? But I knew I had a self-imposed 2-year deadline to build Financial Samurai financially strong enough so I wouldn't have to go back to work full time. You know, if I had failed, then hey, it's back to full-time work, it's back to the coal mines. And further, I was thinking about starting a family and wanted my wife to be able to join me at home as well. So now that $150,000 is worth $227,000 6 years later because I cashed out and it's just sitting in my bank waiting to be redeployed. So I've got to go through this investment analysis exercise in 2018 to see if I can make an equally good investment or better going forward. And it's hard. It's hard because valuations have come up and the markets have come up. Everything is really expensive now. So what I'll probably be doing is asking my banker to send me a list of structured notes based on, you know, conservative popular indices like the Dow Jones, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Euro Stoxx 50, and so forth, and see if there's any principal protection, like 100% principal protection or FDIC, you know, linked, you know, CD rates or whatever, just so that, hey, if it's going to be a 3 to 5 year investment, there's a chance in 2 to 3 years we're in the doldrums, right? 2020, we could be facing a big recession. And if things mature then, you know, I might be screwed. So I'm looking probably for more protection on the downside at this late stage in the game. And finally, I just want to recap the negatives of structured products. One, there are fees to be paid, although my returns are inclusive of the fees, right? So the 7.2% IRR on the 6-year investment, that's including all the fees. Two, they're hard to understand, so you better understand anything and everything before you put your hard-earned money to work. And then three, there are tax consequences. Ideally, I would actually like to own these structured notes with some actually upside protection without ever having to sell it. But, you know, there is a maturation date, so I've got to basically tax plan. So when there's a lot of investments coming due 1 year, I need to lower my income so I don't face a higher marginal tax bracket. But with enough planning, you can figure these things out. In retrospect, you know, I should have probably gone all in the stock market in 2012 and just naked long, and I would have made more money. But the reality is so many people forget about the uncertainty of the past. And a lot of people, due to uncertainty and due to just not being able to have the courage or the understanding of where to invest, end up not investing at all. I know so many people over the past 5 to 8 years who didn't take advantage of the market and who've just been sitting on cash. So these structured products might give you more courage to put more money at risk to potentially make a return. So thanks so much, everybody. I hope this clears things up a little bit on the structured products. I know it's not that easy to understand, so maybe you'll have to listen to this again or look at the post, but I'm sure you'll figure it out if you look at it long enough. Thanks so much.